Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla just ended their Q1 earnings conference call. And in this video, I'm going to break down the highlights. I divided it up into about 12 different parts. So number one, let's look at Zach Kirkhorn's Tesla CFO opening remarks. He says that Q1 pricing reflects pricing that has been set in the past, not the newest price increases. So going forward for Tesla, we're likely going to see higher average sales price per vehicle. However, that can be partially offset by the increased pricing in the cost of goods or commodities. All right, we've also got a $288 million one-time credit revenue. This is due to a CAFE credit regulation change. So this explains one of the reasons why there is higher than anticipated regulatory credits. Regarding the shutdown in Shanghai, we've lost about a month of production and they're still trying to get to full production as soon as possible. Austin and Berlin, the ramp inefficiencies will start to show in Q2 financials, and overall, we're still tracking to a 50% delivery growth in 2022. Elon Musk made some opening remarks as well. He says that they have a reasonable shot at a 60% increase year over year for deliveries. That equals to about 1.5 million deliveries for 2022. They're working on a dedicated robotaxi that's optimized for autonomy, so no steering wheel and no pedals. And there are going to be other innovations as well. It will be the lowest cost per mile, right, transport out there. They will try to reach volume production in 2024. It'll be a massive driver for Tesla's growth. So this is kind of a huge point of optimism and excitement for Elon. Tesla's also on track to reach volume production of Cybertruck next year. Elon thinks we're still in the early stage of Tesla's journey, especially because they're aspiring for 20 million units per year. They're anticipating 50% growth for the next several years. Regarding the Optimus humanoid robot, Elon says that people aren't realizing the importance of this, and he thinks that it's going to be worth more than the car business and FSD. Also, Tesla insurance is growing well. Batteries and solar, he's expecting this to grow well this year as well. All right, number three, Elon Musk on Shanghai factory shutdown. There's been a lot of lost production days and there's also supplier challenges as well, but he thinks that we're going to see record output per week this quarter out of Shanghai. And Elon also says that he expects similar or slightly lower production in Q2 compared to Q1. Now, I'm assuming this is overall production, including Fremont, but that was kind of a bit unclear. He says that Q3 and Q4 will be substantially higher. All right, number four, Elon Musk on price increases. Elon says the wait list for vehicles are quite long, sometimes going into next year. This is the main reason for price increases. The price increases are actually anticipating the supplier and logistics cost growth over the next 6 to 12 months. So this is done in anticipation. Also, some suppliers are already requesting 20% increase in price for parts. Inflation is very high. Number five, Zach Kirkhorn on raw materials price increases. So the cost of commodities and raw materials have moved higher in Q1 and Q2. Vehicle pricing reflects that anticipated movement in the price of raw materials going forward as well. All right, number six, 4680 battery updates. So it'll take several years to get to goal rate yields, and they're trying to reach volume production of 4680 in Q3 or Q4 of this year. They already have extra 2170 cell capacity for 2022, so that gives them a good buffer. Regarding building the 4680 battery line in Texas, they've already saved like 5x on CapEx or capital expenditures, and they think that it's going to be competitive with the best alternative this year, the 4680 cell, and next year, the 4680 cells will be better than the best alternative right now. All right, number seven, reaching massive scale. So Elon is looking at this by estimating the tonnage of materials that are needed, right, to reach massive scale going forward, the amount of lithium, nickel, aluminum, all the major commodities and parts. Tesla is already taking action on the limiting factors. For example, mining and refining lithium is one of the major bottlenecks right now. They're already recycling 50 tons of materials per week, and this will grow substantially over the years. All right, number eight, ramp in Austin and Berlin. So they learned a lot. They think that this will enable faster ramping. They already have 30% less robots in Austin and Berlin because of the single piece castings, and the body shop is supposedly 60% smaller. It's going to take roughly 9 to 12 months to reach a yield of 5,000 units per week. All right, number nine, what to do with the future cash stash. For example, if Tesla has hundreds of billions of dollars of cash, let's say in 2030 or so, Zach is basically saying they're taking things one step at a time, which is the right thing to do. They're investing in new factories, FSD, Robotaxi, and Optimus. These these are the main S-curves, right? We're talking about electric vehicles, full self-driving, Tesla Energy, and also humanoid robots. So yeah, it's the right approach to focus on the S-curves that you need to, because this is going to be the future of Tesla. Number 10, Elon was asked if they're working on a new CEO compensation plan because his current one is actually almost fulfilled. He's saying there's no discussions underway currently. Number 11, regarding opening up superchargers for non-Tesla vehicles, they say their plan is to open up superchargers to third-party access. They want to do the right thing. And Zach Kierkegaard is saying the pace of supercharger investments, meaning adding new superchargers, is actually accelerating. All right, lastly, number 12, Tesla Insurance. So they've launched in Virginia, Colorado, and Oregon just recently. They're a vertically integrated insurer in these states. So they do the underwriting and hold the risk themselves. They are the second largest insurer in Texas for Tesla vehicles. Their goal is to have 80% of Tesla owners in the U.S. having access at least to Tesla insurance products. Also, they noted that the real-time safety metrics are making driving safer for people, thus lowering their premiums. Also, there's a feedback loop for Tesla where as they process claims from accidents, they're able to look to see if they can make any design changes in the car or software updates to try to prevent different collisions or even minor accidents. All right, overall, I thought it was a great conference call. Elon Musk was super relaxed. He was informative. He wasn't rushed or irritated in any way. And the rest of the team was completely focused on execution, ramping to massive scale. And they're completely on the same page with electric vehicles, with FSD, with Optimus, with Tesla Energy and everything. This is what I like to see in a company that's just laser focused on their mission, their goals. They know each step along the way. They have a 5 or 10 year plan to reach kind of massive scale and to release new products. And they're riding these massive S curves, right? And this is kind of a sweet spot for Tesla right now, right? We see them growing revenue, growing operating margins, growing profits. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. Yeah, in 2022, actually 2023 are going to be epic years, I think, for Tesla. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.